The unemployment rate is a lot lower than it was during the heart of the financial crisis, but there are still millions of people out of work. At the same time, there are many thousands of jobs that aren't being filled because employers can't find folks with the right skills. So what can be done?
Well, Nicholas Wyman is writing about it in his new book, Job U. It's out next month, and he joins us live here in studio to talk more about it. So what kinds of jobs are going unfilled?
Well, good evening. Look, there's all sorts of jobs, particularly in information technology and particularly the service industries, you know. So I think there's all sorts of opportunities that people aren't aware of, and this is really leading to this skills gap because people are just not applying for these jobs and just not taking on these jobs.
Because taking to technology is as natural to young people as breathing, I find it very surprising that 20-somethings can't put it together and do these jobs.
Well, yeah, I think it's a stigmatization. I think people are genuinely concerned about pay in these sorts of industries. They really don't understand what these jobs are all about. But I know what you're talking about. You know, if my iPad breaks, I give it to my 9-year-old and she gets it sorted right out.
Yeah, so where's the disconnect there? Well, I know writing code is very different than just playing with an iPad.
Yeah, but I think the IT industry has a real opportunity to tell people the types of jobs that are on offer and look at the ways that people are being transitioned into these jobs. And I think that if you look at tech companies like Google, they're taking a fresh approach to how they might employ people. So no longer do you need a 4-year college degree. There's all sorts of programs where you can actually gain the skills on and off the job through vocational style training programs.
That's definitely a good thing. What about older workers? Sometimes they seem to get a bad rap for not being able to keep up with tech. Doesn't seem like that's always true, though.
Well, in the book, I reference some European countries like Switzerland, where people go through lifelong learning, so you never stop learning until you pretty much retire. So there's all sorts of opportunities that I outline, and I always say to people, never too late to brush up on your skills, reboot on your skills, and make yourself really employable, because the whole, you know, world of jobs and work are changing, and people really need to make sure that they've got the skills that employers need.
Can Job U, the title of your book, be a physical place as well as you sitting on your couch with a laptop learning that way?
Absolutely. It can be Job University, the school of life, or it can be the job that's for you or the job you really want. So to me, the book is very much a very personal book. There was so much information out there about the skills gap and all these problems with people without jobs and jobs without people. Job U is a very much a how-to book. So there's very practical solutions in the book that people can grab onto, no matter whether they're young, old, wherever they are in their career, there's opportunities for people.
Wanted to ask you to get a little more specific. Is it up to companies that need to fill these positions to find people and train them, or is it up to the individual?
I think it's a shared responsibility, and people often say to me, well, this is government's fault. You know, government should solve this problem and pump stimulus money. The most successful programs I've seen are where community and employers are getting together. Government has a role to play to create an environment where employers want to employ. But ultimately, you're right, it's down to the individual who really needs to say, what is it that I'm interested in? What am I passionate about? And then follow their dream.
We appreciate your time. Nicholas Wyman, he is writing a new book, or he has a new book out called Job U. It's out next month. Thanks so much for being with us.
And Nicholas, very quickly online, where can you find your book?
So if you want to find out more information, jobubook.com, there's an offer on there at the moment. People who pre-order the book can get some advanced chapter and resources now, right now.
Thank you very much. It's 7:45.